Do you have solo economic dependency? That is, if you aren't working, you aren't making money. The Art of Passive Income podcast is the solution. Discover passive income models so you can enjoy life on your own terms. Let freedom ring.
Hey, it's Mark Podolsky at The Land Geek with your favorite niche real estate website, www.thelandgeek.com. And on this week's roundtable, we have almost all the usual suspects. We've got the technician, Eric Peterson. Eric, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. Happy to be back. Good to be here.
Yeah. We'll talk about why you're so tired, which is really cool. We've got the Zen Master. Breathe in the mailing. Breathe out the marketing. Mike Zeno. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
Good to see you. We've got the most feared woman in the country, the terrorist hunter, Mimi Schmidt. Mimi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. You?
Good to see you. Yeah, I'm doing great. I love it when you call me Big Papa. Tate Litchfield. Tate, how are you?
Doing well. Yeah. Busy as ever, though.
You know what would be great is if I could just look over your shoulder and see how you work. Oh, that's right. You can. Go to thelandgeek.com/lots. Look over Tate's shoulder. It's like a little Netflix series. Check it out. And last but not least, the brain, the professor, your flight school Sherpa, Scott Todd from scotttodd.net, landmodo.com. Learn anything but anything. InvestorNinjas.com. Scott Todd, how are you?
Mark, I'm great. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm not flying across the country in my private plane just because I want to, but it's okay. I'm not jealous at all. I'm happy for you. Good. Super happy for you.
Good.
So
you could fly.
I could fly. I could.
Maybe you should learn how to do the power parachute thing. That way you can fly to McDonald's and you just strap it on, run down the street and zoom over to the grocery store or something.
I talked to Bart Simpson does that. I talked to him about that. And he was like, it's as dangerous as riding a motorcycle. So mm-hmm. I was kind of like, oh, that's scary. Ah. I don't think flying is as dangerous.
Recently you talked to him about that?
No, like a year ago. But I remember talking because it was really cool and he does that. But you know what's interesting about my jealous rage of Scott Todd and his total freedom? One could argue that I'm in a mental dip. And if you look at my shirt, it says Mind the Dips. It's our Land Geek shirt, which Tansha Hokanson has developed. And we're giving a portion of the proceeds to Ball to All pre-boot camp, October 23rd to 25th. Learn more, go to landgeek.com/bootcamp. So I wanted to have as a discussion, how do we mentally mind the inevitable dips when they hit us in our businesses, in our life? And let's just start with you, Mike Zeno.
Okay. So I think the first thing to realize is that they're going to happen. And I think that having a community of people that are telling you that there are definitely going to be times in this business model where there are going to be dips. Dips, I mean, what is it defined as dip? I guess maybe you're having a lackluster mailer, or maybe you're not getting the response you thought with your advertising, or any of these things along the way with the land investing. Just knowing that they're there is good, but I guess it may not totally prepare you for when it happens, right? It's sort of like when it happens, you're in the middle of it. And I would say one thing that I would do, and I do, is just to go back to the processes that I know are going to bring results. It's time to double down. Like the time, if you're not getting a great amount of, if you're not getting really good results with the mailing, then it's not time to stop mailing. It's time to examine where you've been mailing, the price point, what's the market telling you about the lack of responses, and so on and so forth. And it's time to actually double down on mailing. I think this could be similar to, what's that bookmark? The Obstacle is the Way. I think we've probably
Ryan Holiday, the Obstacle is the Way.
So look at it. If you're having a lackluster result in your mailing, it's certainly not the time to say, well, I guess I'm just going to dial down my mailings, because that further complicates the problem. And Now you have less people responding, and then slowly you're going to dial yourself out of the business model because you're just going to slowly believe that it doesn't work. When in fact, listen, if I we're making it work, all of us here, so this works. So we're living proof that this business works. So what you need to do is use that sort of mentality. The obstacle is the way. You need to double down on that. Like, why is it not working? Is your pricing off? Or whatever is your data or something? I don't know. Whatever it is, just double down and send out more mailers. Like, to me, that's the way. So I would say whatever problem you're having, you know, dig into it, double down on it, and execute at a higher level with it. And that's how you would overcome that dip. Because we've seen this from time and time again on the sell side. People are like, oh, I've been marketing this property and I've been talking to these tire kickers asking me it's available. Is it available? Over and over again. And then all of a sudden in week like 4 or 5 after we talked to them, they like sold 4 properties in a week. And it's like they really didn't sell 4 properties in a week. They sold 4 properties over the period of time that they were advertising. It just came to fruition in that week. But had they given up 3 or 4 weeks ago, said, I can't talk to another person who says, is this available? Then they would never have had that joy of 3 to 4 sales in a week. So you're just going to double down on what the problem is, in my opinion.
No, that's a really good point. I mean, what did Matt Forbes do? It was like 19 properties or something.
Yeah, it was a crazy amount of properties in a few days. And, you know, that's to me, and it's a result of consistent marketing, consistently putting yourself out there. We know that marketing, and it's like a parade. And like I was talking to someone today, and I was like, you know those people that push those carts, Mark? I don't know why they don't do it where you guys are, but they have like the balloons and all those overly priced things at the parades that, you know, that are like $15 for this $5, you know, 5 cent balloon, and they push around. Well, if they would have walked 5 feet and say, nobody's buying these things. You're like, no, you're going to walk all the way down to that side of the parade. Then you're going to walk all the way back. Then you're going to walk back down again. Then you're going to walk all the way back. And eventually you're going to sell all of your products. But if you just walk a couple of feet and put a couple ads out and be like, nobody's buying this, and then just give up. Well, that's the problem. You're the problem. The problem is that you're not resilient enough. You don't have grit.
Right. And Matt would be, you know, after a couple of drinks on Nightcap, completely transparent about his struggles for that week. And but then he's, you know, on the other, but his belief was so strong. He's like, you know, if Zeno can do this, I can do this. And he just wouldn't quit. And the next thing you know, he's, you know, retiring and he's almost going to replace his full-time job income and passive income, at the very least pay for those, you know, 20 kids in their private education. So let's go to Tate Litchfield. Tate, how do you mind the inevitable dip in your business or in your life? What do you do? How do you get out of it?
Well, you have to recognize that you're in a dip, right? You have to recognize that things aren't going the way that you originally wanted, and you have to be willing to make changes. I think that the dip is not a one-time thing. It's not a one-time event in your business. It's going to happen not once, not twice, but as many times as you're in the business. And some people seem to go through dips really, really like in a reoccurring order. It's like every other month, man, they're getting hit. But if you've ever read the book, The Dip by Seth Godin, he has a challenge in it. And it says, write it down. Write down under what circumstances you're willing to quit, and then stick with it. So if you sit down and you're building a business or an empire, so to speak, you should know why you would quit. And it can't be, oh, I couldn't sell this first property, or my mailing didn't turn out the way I wanted it to, or I overpaid. You have to have a really solid reason. So I think that the dip is what, you know, separates the boys from the men. You know, you got to push through it. And everybody on this call has been in a dip or is likely going through a dip right now. I mean, I'm in a little bit of a dip. I can't seem to buy my properties like I want. So I'm having to make adjustments. But I'm listening to the market and I'm listening to the response I'm getting. And because I can't buy land at the same price I did last year this time, doesn't mean that I can quit the business. It doesn't mean I can stop mailing. It just means I have to pivot. So the one thing you don't want to do is just lose hope or lose faith. And you have to know that these things are part of growth. And if you don't go through this process, you will likely never reap the rewards of passive income.
Yeah, absolutely. Mimi Schmidt, the Terrace Hunter. When you go through a dip, how do you mind your dips?
Funny that Mike brought up that the what's it called?
Obstacle is the way.
No, what is your nighttime show?
Nightcap.
So you're on Nightcap and you're talking about Matt Forbes. Well, Chad Swanson and his wife are listening in. They had been in a dip. They are international flight school students of mine. And they'd had a coaching session with me and just couldn't make anything happen. And they sold 9 properties in 2 weeks. And they showed up on Nightcap and they were so excited that they had 9 properties in 2 weeks. And then they heard Matt Forbes said he sold like 19 or 24 and they felt bad, but they're international flight school students and they sold 9 properties. And I explained the same thing to them. It wasn't that you did anything different. It was that momentum that you built through your consistency. So I was really excited for them, but personally, I think 2020 has been in a dip for me. But Scott and Mark, you used to talk about doing this, but you don't talk about it much anymore. In the morning, writing out your goals for the day, and then at night, checking. I've been doing that a lot. I have a gratitude journal. So there's lots of different ways, forms that you can use to do it. But if I write out the biggest priorities that I need to accomplish that day, and then I review it before I go to sleep, then it's this wonderful reminder of what I actually accomplished. And it makes me feel like I am getting things done. Otherwise, you just don't realize all the little stuff that you do accomplish. And that's been helping me get through my 2020 dip.
No, I love that. I love that. And you know what? For a lot of people, 2020 in COVID is just a perpetual dip. And but I love the fact that you lead with gratitude and you look at what you do have, and there's so many things to be grateful for, and then to write down those goals and see what you've accomplished. We all love checking off the box, and it feels so good to go to bed with that sense of accomplishment. That's a really elegant way to mind the dips. Speaking of elegance, the Mr. Fix-It himself, the technician, Eric Peterson. I assume you have dips. I don't know, but everyone does. So how do you mind the dips, Eric?
Listen, I think that, dips, they could come from outside sources or they could come from inside sources. In other words, we can create our own dips by not spending the time needed on the business, or, the market might force a dip on us because sales are slower, acquisitions are slower, this or that. But ultimately, kind of like everybody's been saying, I think that the way to kind of come through the dip and make it out the other side is really about routine and habits. And that's why so often we talk about the importance of developing those habits and routines in your business, whether you theme your days for the week, or you spend a certain amount of time per day on the business or whatever it is. But the bottom line is that you keep doing it no matter what the circumstance. If you're discouraged because you're not getting sales, you've got to continue to put those ads out anyways, and at the same time, you should be diagnosing what could be going wrong here. Am I advertising in the wrong market? Is my pricing wrong? And continue to ask yourself those questions along the way, but you've got to keep going and keep making progress and following through, or, you might as well turn in the keys and go find something else to do, because if you're not putting in the work, you're not going to see the results. So, it's especially people getting started. They've got oftentimes full-time jobs doing something else. And those might be big jobs. They might be small jobs, but those external forces can cause us to have dips in our business too. I mean, if you get really busy with a project or a deadline, whatever, in your real job, it becomes hard to find the time to spend that 1 to 2 hours a day on this business. So you've got to find a way that you can still accomplish those things. Maybe have a little grace from time to time when you've got a really busy week, what have you. But the bottom line is if you're not putting in the work, there will be no result.
I love it. I love that you brought up grace as well. We're Peloton riders, and you know, some of these instructors are great. And I'm on the Peloton the other day, and Dennis Morton said a great quote. He said, "Pain is inevitable. Suffering is optional." And the suffering is in our heads, right? We're all going to go through pain. Nobody rides life for free. It's how we handle it. It's what we do with it. Are we going to suffer with it or not? And to have some grace for yourself, give yourself a break, you're not suffering then. You're just going through the dip and you're getting yourself out of it. You're not adding any more to it than need be. And you're taking those steps that need to be taken to get out of it. Scott Todd, I don't even know if you've even ever been in a dip, but I'll assume you have. But how do you mind your dips?
Okay, yeah, I've been in a dip many times. It's no different. And it's just that you just keep going, right? You know, Mark, recently, I don't know, the last few weeks, I went in the garage and I picked up my golf clubs that I hadn't been swinging for a while and decided I'm going to go play golf. And so I go out there and I used to play golf all the time and I was better at it than I am today because I haven't played at all, right? So it's like refinding your swing and remembering things. And I went out and bought a new set of golf clubs and I did all this stuff. And basically as we're talking about the dips here, I just go through and I start to think like, okay, look, if I was playing golf and I was doing really good and then all of a sudden I started being terrible at it, well, what would I do? Well, I would go back to the basics and the foundation, right? So like if I was going through the motions and I wasn't getting the results I would want, I would go through the foundations. I would look at my swing. Okay. Am I doing something wrong with my swing? I would go to the easy shots. What's an easy shot? Like a chip shot, for example, or a half swing. I would go to an easier club to hit, like a wedge or a 7-iron. I would go to something simple. Okay. Well, how do I go back to the foundation of this business? And it's already been discussed a little bit. Is my pricing right? Okay. If I'm in a dip for buying, do I have the pricing right? If I don't, well, then I need to tweak it and I need to start tweaking things. I need to start making slight adjustments and just monitoring the results. I don't need to be in a race. Too many times people are in a hurry to like get the result. And so if you just do it and make a tweak and just see what happens, it's a lot like fishing. Change your bait a little bit and just see, does this make a difference? Maybe I need to change the fishing line color. Does that make a difference? Maybe I need to cast out further. Does that make a difference? Maybe I need to pick up the boat and move it to another spot because maybe this spot just sucks. Okay. So like I can do all that stuff. But in our business, for example, if you're struggling with getting land and that's your struggle, we'll go back to the basic. What's the basic? Well, you can look at your pricing. Or you can do something even more simpler than that. You can go and buy a property wholesale, right? Like the mailing side, you can augment that with wholesale. On the sales side, you can also augment it with wholesale. And so if you have a property and you're struggling to sell it, you bought the property, but you're like, I can't find the market for this. We'll go sell it wholesale. One of my favorite stories to talk about selling wholesale was I bought this property and it was a 1-acre property. And you, Mark, were selling properties in this similar area for a 1/4 acre. And basically, I'm like, oh, man, this one's going to move and going to be really, really good. And I got it at a good price. The only catch was that you were in one county and I was technically in another county. And the only thing that separated us was like literally one street. Okay. Like you had properties on this side of the street. And I had property on this side of the street. Mine was 1 acre. Yours was 1/4 acre. I'm like, this is going to be really good. This is going to be a great property. I got a little thing because Mark's not looking at the map. I got this. I struggled to sell the property. I couldn't sell this thing for anything. So I bought it for $3,000. One day I get a phone call. Hey, Scott, you got any property in this area? And I'm like, well, I do. You called me. You got any property in this area? I'm like, well, I do, Mark. So like, you're like, well, how much is it? I'm like, 6,000. I'm like, I'm going to double my money. Yeah. And you're like, hold on, be right back. So you come back to me and you go, done. Let's do the deal. I'm like, okay. You bought it for me for $6,000. I was so happy. I struggled to sell this property for like months. I was like giving up on it. Like, oh my God, here you come along and you buy it. I'm like, sucker. I asked you, like, did you sell it? You're like, yeah, I sold it. I'm like, how much? You're like, 18,000. Now who's a sucker, right? Not you. Okay. Did I care that you bought sold it for 18,000? No way. Why? Because I was happy making my $6,000. Getting my 3,000 back, I doubled my money, life is good. But see, that's the thing, is when you're struggling with something, you just haven't found your voice, you haven't found the right niche, you haven't found the little tweaks that you need to make. Go back to the basics. That means you have to sell it wholesale, sell it wholesale. If you're struggling to buy and you need to get land, buy it wholesale. Then go through the process and then start to rebuild your confidence again and keep it going. It's all about what we talk about. Keep moving your feet. You got a problem? What are you doing about it?
Yeah, no, I love that story. And there's not a boot camp that goes by where we don't say, you know, move your feet. And I love telling the story about that first boot camp you were in, Scott, and I was making fun of your website. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah, I remember.
And you know, it was a beautiful website, but there was nothing about you. And right. You didn't wait. Like, you didn't go home. You didn't think about it. You didn't get a lighting kit. You didn't get a green screen. You went outside at the break and made a video and then put it up on the website in real time after the break. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, that's how you execute.
Right.
And not, you know, not striving for perfection, just moving your feet, doing what needed to be done. And so I think there's really some great lessons here with minding the dips. I know for me, I use a combination of what everyone has done with minding the dips. I love doing these fear setting exercises that Tim Ferriss talks about. I love, you know, looking at, you know, what I can be grateful for in my life. And then when the inevitable dips come, I like to just reframe it. Like, why did I think that life shouldn't give me challenges? Like, I'm like, yes. Like a, you know, like when Mike Zanna was talking about the obstacles away, the Stoics would embrace it. Like, oh, look. The Stoic gods are giving me a test. How lucky am I to be tested now to see, you know, how strong is my grit? What am I really made of? And embracing it. So you come out of the dip much quicker in that mindset. The worst thing you can do is commiserate and get a bunch of people and start complaining, because now you're all in that hole together. And which is why, you know, I love, you know, the people that I'm surrounded by, you know, you're always the average of the five people you hang out with the most. No one's commiserating. Like, no one's going to put up with, you know, like Zeno or Eric, Mimi, Scott, Tate. Like, if I started complaining about something, none of them would tolerate it. They're like, seriously? Really? You've lost all complaining privileges. And like, yeah, you're right. And there would be no commiserating for sure. They would just pull me out of that ditch and be like, okay, here's how, you know, let's do this. And it's a great feeling knowing that. So Tate Litchfield, I'll give you the last word on this, on minding the dips.
You know, I think there's a lot of really good information that's been shared here. I think you've just got to decide that if you're going to be good at anything, it's going to be hard. And once you have that mindset shift of, oh, this is fun, I'm doing this on the side. I really hate it when people call this a side hustle, because in order to be successful at the land business, it can't be a side hustle. You've got to go into it with this attitude that this isn't for fun. It's not a hobby. I'm going to, you know, I'm taking names and cash and checks. Like, that's my approach with it. I'm not here because I want to make a good, you know, a ton of really good friends. I've made a lot of really good friends, but I'm here because I'm good at this, and I'm here to better my life and the life of my family and friends, and provide a really good property or product to my end consumer. So once you've kind of made that decision, the dips become a little bit less excusable, and you just kind of put your head down. You say, you know what, Everybody else I know is having success. Why can't I? What do I need to adjust? And so just have that do whatever it takes attitude. And I think anyone can be successful in this business, but you just got to put your head down and embrace it sometime, because you're not alone. You're not the only person to deal with this struggle. You know, as coaches, we're here to help you with that. And we love helping people make the dips a little bit easier, but ultimately we can't lick your envelopes for you to mail, right? Nobody should be doing that anyways, but we're not going to post your ads for you on Craigslist or on Facebook. We're not going to send out your deal of the week. You have to do this. And the only way you're going to be motivated to do that is if you've made that decision that I will succeed. I will prevail at all costs.
Yeah, no, I love it. And that leads us to our podcast sponsor, which is Flight School. Learn how the next 16 weeks can literally change your life. Start doing deals in real time with real confidence with someone who's done it thousands of times with Scott Todd. Go up that mountain of land investing quickly, safely, efficiently. And we guarantee that the tuition investment for Flight School, you're going to make back in 180 days or less. All you have to do is show us your work. That's how confident we are. Learn more. Get on a call with the Zen Master, Mike Zano, Dude Buddy, Nightcap OG, Scott Bossman. Go to thelandgeek.com/training and start building that passive income machine. And start, you know, when you get through that inevitable dip, have Scott Todd walk you through it. It's going to be fine. You're going to get out way quicker than if you're trying to do this stuff on your own. So thelandgeek.com/training. Bootcamp is included with that. 2 free tickets. We got our next bootcamp coming up October 23rd through 25th. Go to thelandgeek.com/bootcamp. If you have the toolkit or you're in flight school, register now. So I thought this was great. A great podcast, a great sort of reminder of those inevitable dips and how to get through them. But we're at that point now in the podcast where we get to pick on the Zen Master himself, Mike Zano, for the tip of the week, a website, a book, maybe even a cone or a quote. Mike Zano, what do you got?
Well, I'm going to give everybody something actionable because, you know, we're talking about the dip. And I think there's 3 things that can help people in the dip. Number one is gratitude. Okay. So gratitude, meaning for what you have, the ability. I mean, look, if you're in this business, I'd be grateful for the fact that you found something that can literally change your life. And that alone could help you get out of the dip. Number two, mentorship. You know, we like to surround yourself by people that are smarter than you, and those can help you through the dips as well. And then accountability. Get an accountability partner. If you're in flight school, the accountability is showing up. So those 3 things alone could help. So I was thinking, what do we have access to that would represent those 3 things? Gratitude, mentorship, accountability. I'm going to give the listeners something they can take action on, because I don't know if they know Mark, but they could go out and you see this picture actually points towards all of those 3 things. Gratitude, you know, the fact that this fly has some sort of mentor that he can attach himself to travel. So it's got the mentorship and accountability, because, you know, this is all part about the educational process. So, you know, and what better way to show gratitude than if you were to buy one of these shirts and then a donation goes to Ball to All and you provide something to kids across the world to have soccer balls and enjoy life. So I think if you want to get out of the dip, you buy 1 or 100 of these t-shirts, and that is definitely going to pull you out of the dip. And you can, Mark, could you put the link up there for everybody? Is it, or will they get that?
We'll definitely have that link up. And unfortunately, Mike, I think it might be closed by the time this goes out. So
this comes out next week.
It does. And I'm not sure if it's going to be around that link, but we'll see. We'll see.
Wait a minute, needs to be open right up to the start of boot camp, is my interpretation. Has there been a change?
You better contact Tanya Hokinson. My feeling is that's getting closed.
Wait, has Tanya been talking to Scott Todd? Is there something going on here? Did we change the timeline?
Scott, what's going on?
Nothing. Like, literally, this is Mike's last attempt. I didn't do anything. This is Mike's Hail Mary, because he said he was going to sell 100 of those horsefly shirts. He said 100 people were going to buy these things.
There will be 100.
But remember, it's not from one person. We said an equal distribution of sales. Right.
100 people need to have a sharing. I agree with you.
Okay. So, Mike, you know, like here's what it comes down to, man. You basically said if you didn't sell 100, you'd shave your head.
All right. What's the deadline, though? What's the deadline?
When that thing closes, like tomorrow.
I thought it was like the boot camp. When does it close?
Look, this isn't my thing. I'm not running that store. I don't know.
What's the store?
I would message Tantra.
Poor Mike. He didn't. You can't be like, I don't know, trying to change the election rules in the middle of the election here. So no, the rules are the rules. Don't go trying to change the vote count.
I just want the URL. That's all.
I've got the URL. Hold on. I'm putting it in the chat.
Poor Mike, though. He really didn't even like agree to the shaving of the head, but now he's accepting it. So I'm just going to keep pounding with that. Like he's just, hey, that's pretty good, wasn't it?
That's the power of peer pressure, man.
I do think it's fair if somebody like, that's a big Zeno fan, buys 100 and gives away 100. Nope. I think because that super fan doesn't want to see him hairless.
What's the likelihood, Scott Todd, you don't think would spend that much money, Scott, so you should probably say agree with Mark. It's like, who would spend that kind of money just to help me? I doubt it.
So Mike said that he would sell 100 to 100 different people is what he said. Okay. So he said 100 people would buy this shirt.
What a great looking shirt, by the way. Comes in black.
The deadline is October 9th. That is after or before this podcast gets released. So this is not even a valid tip of the week at this point.
Yeah, Mike, you got to come up with another tip.
Just give us a quote. It's
something else.
Well, sorry. It still goes. The first three things are still valid. Gratitude, okay, here. Mentorship,
can I just give? Can I give the? Can I give a quote? Debt. Can I just give a quote for the week?
Sure.
Okay, Mike, move to the left for me a little bit, or to the right a little bit. Okay, there you go. Wholesale, retail, Holiday Inn, Mike Zeno. My tip of the week.
There you go. Wholesale, retail, Holiday Inn.
There you go. You know,
there it is.
Get out of the dip. Go buy something wholesale or sell it wholesale.
Yeah, my tip of the week is go on Nightcap and support Mike, because look, nobody wants to see that guy hairless, shaved head, especially Laura.
I'd say nobody. Kate,
I don't know about
nobody.
That's true.
I think Laura would like it too.
We'll find out what kind of clean shaven
to be a firefighter, anyways, Mike. We're just helping you take the look full circle.
Oh, right. I by the way, if Scott Todd starts nicknaming Mike Uncle Fester, is it going to get ugly?
Oh my goodness!
Anyways, I want to thank the listeners for putting up with our craziness, and just remind them that the only way that we can even get Mimi and Eric to come on the roundtable each week is if you do us three little favors. You got to subscribe, you got to rate, you got to review the podcast. Send us a screenshot of that review to support@thelandgeek.com. We're going to send you for free the $97 wholetailing course, How to Double Your Money, 30 Days or Less. Are we ready to do this?
Sure.
One, two, three. Let freedom ring. Not bad. Not too bad.
All right, Mike, listen. You got me thinking. So, you know, I know that you saw The Irishman. I saw The Irishman. I'm not sure who else watched The Irishman.
That was rough. It's a violent movie.
Okay, but like Jimmy Hoffa disappeared from like this restaurant, right? Like he's at this restaurant. Well, I find myself in like the Michigan area. I just looked at where he disappeared from, like the restaurant. Literally, I had lunch one block from where that restaurant was.
I need to go back.
It's not like an Italian restaurant. I feel the need to go back there tonight, at least to take a selfie of this restaurant place. Like, how cool is that? And then what I found out is that the town where he lived, Jimmy Hoffa lived, I'm actually supposed to be in that town tomorrow. How cool is that, man?
What sort of mission are you on?
I'm like on a Jimmy Hoffa tour here. Not really. I'm finding myself on that tour. They should have that, right?
That is cool. You know what is also cool though, is what we're able to do with this, with the freedom that we're able to create in our lives with this model. So the other day I was voxing Tate and I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, the kids are sick. I gotta, I'm gonna help out my wife and be home. I thought to myself, what a blessing to just be able to do that, right? Just to be there for your family, because you can work when you want, where you want, and with whom you want. And then Eric, you got to tell everybody what you did this last week.
Well, I was up in northern Wisconsin for the past 9 days, just helping my dad out with my brother and a couple other guys build a cabin on his property up in northern Wisconsin. So when I got there, there was like one wall up, and when we left, it was all under roof, all dry inside, windows in. Shingles weren't completed, but at least started. And we just made a ton of progress, and yeah, it was good.
That's amazing.
Let me get this right. You built it with your bare hands?
Well, I would never be able to do that on my own, but with the help of my dad, yes.
Man.
Wow.
All right. I need to go because I feel like I need to turn in my man card after hearing that. That is impressive. I didn't even do anything manly, like nothing compared to that. So, thanks, Eric.
Yeah, but it's really cool though. Like you're still making money while you're helping out your dad. And, I imagine that you guys gave each other nicknames like Jebediah, Ezekiel, and just, watched a bunch of Amish videos on YouTube.
No.
That wasn't no?
No.
That's how I would have done it. No. Okay. But fun. Very fun. All right. Well, thanks everybody. See y'all next week.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Passive Income podcast. Start your journey at www.thelandgeek.com and www.scotttodd.net. Rate and review the podcast and email support@thelandgeek.com. Your screenshot for a free passive income launch kit.